Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. You know, the word fired me up this morning.
Hallelujah.
First, I was reading in 1 Kings 8:56. 1 Kings 8:56 in the Living Bible. It says, "Blessed be the Lord who has fulfilled his promise and given rest to his people Israel. Not one word
Hallelujah.
Has failed all of the wonderful promises proclaimed by his servant Moses."
Isn't it great to be fired up in the morning by the word of God?
I mean to tell you.
It makes your day.
Not one word of all the wonderful promises the Lord has given to Ray has failed.
Hallelujah.
Personalize that. Not one word of all the wonderful promises the Lord has given to Brenda has failed.
Second, Psalm 50, verses 14 and 15. You ready for it? Psalm 50, verses 14 and 15 in the Living Bible says, "What I want from you is your true thanks. I want your promises fulfilled. I want you to trust me in your times of trouble, so I can rescue you and you can give me glory." Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, whether our promises have fully manifested yet, and regardless of whether or not we're facing troubled times at the moment, we need to know that God will rescue us and deliver us based on his promises, which have always come true.
That's exactly
right. I mean, we need to shout from the rooftops because God, our Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, will keep his promises. In Psalm 34, verse 9, this in the King James Version, it says, "For there is no want to those who truly revere and worship him with godly fear."
According to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for want in Psalm 34:9 is H4270, and it means need, poverty, thing needed. No need, no poverty, no thing needed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah is right. When I read the verse again, or the next verse, Psalm 34:10 in the Classic Amplified Bible, and I began shouting again.
Mm-mm.
The verse says, "But they who seek, inquire of, and require the Lord by right of their need and on the authority of his word, none of them shall lack any beneficial thing." We have the confidence, the knowledge, the scriptural assurance that none of them shall lack any beneficial thing.
And I feel led to throw in here, look, it isn't because you deserve it. Somebody out there is saying, "Yeah, but I mean, I've messed up." Hey, we've all fallen short of
Welcome
the glory
the
of God. That's right. The whole human race. It is not based. That's the beauty of all of this. It is not based on your earning it or working for it or deserving it. It's based on his incredible love for us and the fact that he wants to bless us. Wow. Now that's what I call God keeping his word. Next, let's read Psalm 34, verses 6 through 10 in the New Living Translation. And this is how it comes. "In my desperation, I prayed, and the Lord listened. He saved me from all my troubles. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his godly people, for those who fear him will have all they need. And those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing." He wants to love on
yes,
you.
Yes, he does.
He don't listen to the enemy's lies. Or even people, if it's a person or the lies of the enemy, listened to your Heavenly Father who loves you.
You know, second time through on that verse, I saw seven facts about God keeping his word and making his promises real in our lives.
Hallelujah.
The first three keys form a powerful weapon available to every believer who listens to and obeys the word of God. Here's the winning combination. We pray. He listens. He delivers us from all our troubles. Let me say that again. You know, first, we pray. Second, he listens. Third, he saves us from all of our troubles.
Think of that.
Psalm 34:6, Classic Amplified. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Before moving on, we want to point out that God saves us from, delivers us from all our troubles. Not some troubles, not the most pressing troubles, not the most annoying troubles, but all of them. Fourth, he will even save us from self-inflicted troubles.
Wow. Think of that. Psalm 34:7 in the New Living Translation says, "For the angel of the Lord is a guard." Remember us reading this? "He surrounds and defends all who fear him." You need to run to the Lord and know he's there for you. That same scripture in the Message Bible says, "God's angels set up a circle of protection around us while we pray." Psalm 91 is what we call the hedge of protection chapter. And we just pray that we encourage you to read it, meditate on it, memorize it, personalize this chapter. And you can actually go to www.haroldherring.com and click on those personalized scriptures and put your name in and print it out and read your name, because it belongs in that scripture.
Yes, it does.
Just for you.
Fifth, taste and see the Lord is good. Psalm 34:8. Oh, test and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. That same scripture, Psalm 34:8, in the Classic Amplified, says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord your God is good. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is the man who trusts and takes refuge in him." And also the Message Bible translation of Psalm 34:8 says, "Open your mouth and taste, open your eyes and see how good God is. Blessed are you who run to him." And finally, I want to read it in the easy-to-read version. It says, "Great blessings belong to those who depend on him."
And he wants you dependent on him. The enemy wants to talk you out of depending on him, but you can depend on him.
Absolutely.
The way to taste the word,
that's it,
is to meditate on it. Chew on it, savor it, just eat it like a delicacy, just let it sink down in your spirit and feed you.
That's true.
Feed you. In Psalm 119:103, Message Bible, it says, "Your words are so choice, so tasty. I prefer them to the best home cooking. With your instruction, I understand life."
You know, by feeding on the word, we never have to wonder or worry about what to do next. The Word of God is alive. It's like food that nourishes our souls. Our faith activates the Word.
Honey, we need to, how do I say it? We don't need to worry about things. We need to rest in Him.
That's right.
Six, those who fear Him, in other words, reverence Him, will have all they need. Psalm 34:9, Classic Amplified, going on in Psalm 34:9. "Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, revere and worship him, for there is no want to those who truly revere and worship him with godly fear." Don't worry about living up to any expectations. Just love him. And according to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for fear is H3372. It means to fear, reverence, honor, respect. We honor and respect the Lord. The easy-to-read version of Psalm 34:9 says, "The Lord's holy people should fear and respect him. Those who respect him will always have what they need."
Hallelujah.
If we want to increase, and we know, you know we do, end of this year, beginning of next, we want to increase in every area of our life. We need to respect, honor, and have reverential concern and fear of the Lord. In Psalm 115:12-14, look how full and rich the word is in helping us. Psalm 115, starting in verse 12, "The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more you and your children. Have you ever wondered, or have you ever, let me put it this way, have you ever wanted to be in the inner circle of someone important? Well, you are. You are the most important of all.
That's exactly right.
Psalm 25, verses 12 and 13. Psalm 25, I love Psalm 25. In the Living Bible, it says, "Where is the man who fears the Lord? God will teach him how to choose the best. He shall live within God's circle of blessing." And back to the last part of Psalm 34, 9, it says, "For there is no want to those who truly revere and worship him with godly fear." The scripture doesn't say that there is some want. It says there is no want for those who truly worship him with godly fear. Psalm 34, 9, Contemporary English Version. "Honor the Lord, you are his special people. No one who honors the Lord will ever be in need." Now that ought to make you shout and run around the room.
Hallelujah.
Take your phone with you so you can be sure to keep us tuned in.
That's it. Seventh, you'll have every beneficial thing. Going on in Psalm 34, verse 10, Classic Amplified. "The young lions lack food and suffer hunger, but they who seek, inquire of, and require the Lord by right of their need and on the authority of his word, none of them shall lack any beneficial thing."
I could preach a sermon on that.
I could. We have the confidence, the scriptural guarantee, that we shall not lack any beneficial thing. Because God keeps his word. God keeps his word by having our bills paid in full. Keeps his word by us having a good job and enjoying the fruit of our labor. Keeps his word by stirring creative ideas and witty inventions in us. Keeps his word by us having a proper retirement investment portfolio. And yes, you may say, I don't have any of that right now. But stop looking at where you are. Start anticipate where you can go based on the promises.
That's right.
In the Word of God.
Amen.
God keeps his word by us walking in divine health. He keeps his word by having all our family members saved. Keeps his word by positioning us to not worry about money or anything else. God keeps his word by giving us the ability to think beyond our imagination. Once again, Psalm 34:10, this time in the Contemporary English Version. "But if you trust the Lord, you will never miss out on any good thing." Hallelujah. If we're promised to never miss out on any good thing, that's what we call God keeping his word, his promises.
Amen.
Here's a good line to personalize. "But if Eileen trusts the Lord, she will never miss out on any good thing. But if Maya trusts the Lord, she will not miss out on any good thing. If Laurel trusts the Lord, she will not miss out on any good thing." Hallelujah. Personalize it. Get it down inside of you.
"But if Lejeune trusts the Lord, she will never miss out on any good thing."
I wish we had
and
time.
"And if Carol trusts the Lord, she will never miss out on any good thing." I'd love to go all day.
Yeah, but we don't have time. In fact, we're past time. The most exciting thing about this scripture is knowing that God always keeps his word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah is right.
All right.
Go to haroldherring.com. If you've been blessed, click on the button that says sow a seed. Just sow the seed he asked. That's all we'll ever ask of you. Mm-hmm. Do what he says. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.